going on there. I know my smart TV actually creates a noise level on my handheld. I've got to scratch it out, but it sounds like it might be just where you are, the locale, right? Over.
That's quite possible. I've been fighting with it for a while and just, you know, hasn't been working. So I thought, well, I'm going to take it out of the truck and stick it on in here in the house and on my bench and just run it for a while and see how it is there.
Not a bad idea, because at least you're changing the location to some degree. So, like I say, Simplex, you're solid on Simplex here. So it's certainly getting out, over.
Sure. Well, that's good. Yeah, it's you're coming back okay, and I'm not getting in any injury. Well, not there.
Good sign. It sounds like it isn't too serious of a problem, but like I say, could be just locality, like if you're, you know, in a neighborhood there, and you never know what might be generated nearby somebody's house running something or another, you know.
I can tell that other radios getting into it. I can hear like the Weather Channel, and I can hear other guys talking on another repeater or something. Not so much on this one, but on HOL, our local repeater that we use around town here.
Looks great. Yeah, I can work that one quite well as well, even with a handheld. I was wondering, someone was mentioning to me there's a bit of a roundup in the mornings around 9 o'clock on 6-8. Do you ever listen to 6-8 and hear that kind of action? I don't hear a lot here on 700. It's fairly quiet until noon. But I was wondering, does 6-8, does there seem to be a lot more monitoring there?
So there's a lot more people, like, around town here. That's kind of what they use for talk around town, primarily. And I know I wasn't getting the noise in my radio that I had before in here. So I was just wondering, and then I did hear it a couple of times on this radio, so I don't know. I played with the narrow wideband to see if that changed anything, and of course it does, eh? Yeah, I don't know whether it's just the model, its ears are too big or something.
One test would be to use your 991 Alpha and use it on the same frequencies and see if it picks it up, you know?
See, if I use my other Yaesu, my portable that I have for, or even my handheld, for all that matter goes, I don't get that intermod coming back on me.
Interesting, isn't it? Nice point to the radio, then.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I'm thinking it's in the radio itself is where it is. I mean, hey, it's a $58 radio. What do you expect?
I'm not sure exactly what the temperature is now, but we've got some good wind up here gusting. Glad there's no fires. most of the fires we've ever had out here is usually human caused, so hasn't been a lot of traffic either. It wasn't bad for traffic on the long weekend up here either. Usually there's a lot of people going up to the lake. The lake's a couple miles past me, so everybody's either going up to the lake or going back to town, eh?
Yeah, well, that's good not to hear that there's no fires, that's for sure. We don't want any of them this year.
We evacuated here 7 years ago, but we had a fire bug. There was a young guy going around starting them, and I'm not sure if he was ever apprehended, but he started his year, and I guess hasn't been back, hopefully, since. He had a grudge against one of the neighbors or something, so. Wasn't very nice, that's for sure. Then the forestry came in, they did a backburn, and that's when they evacuated us. So they more or less had to, because it's pretty hard to predict, you know, what the fire is going to do and where it's going to go, right?
Well, for sure, yeah. You don't want to be caught in that situation, do you?
My brother stayed. He stayed on. Well, we've got a pump, and they set up sprinklers on the house, and there's a creek across the road, so the forestry set up pumps and stuff and had hoses running all up the hill and digging fire guard and stuff. It was a real operation. It would have cost thousands to hired someone to do it, so he didn't complain at least. It was a little bit unnerving, though. I've lived here now 32 years, and that was the first time we've ever had to have been evacuated, eh?
Crazy, eh? So I guess do you put sprinklers up on your roof and all that type of stuff, seeing you're in the bush there?
If there's danger, if there's any type of, threat. But we haven't had to now for several years. We've been fairly much in the clear. My brother was up above the property here, and he saw a large swath of conifers, knocked them down, and then deciduous all grows back. There's a lot of water in the ground around us here, kind of like an oasis. The place called Florida is about 8 miles south of here, and that's just a yellow pine forest, so it's timber dry, and a yellow pine, a lot of sap. But here we are, there's a creek, and a lot of water in the ground. There's a little field across the road, and the road acts as a fire guard, too. So the forestry assessed us and figured we're pretty good here for any threat in terms of the fire getting anywhere near a house, but there's always, the danger of sparks. And I noticed that fire at Bear Creek there the other year. That was hard to imagine, but sparks were actually crossing the lake and landing over by, Pebble Beach? And some of those spots on the other side of the lake up near north of Knox Mountain. Sparks actually crossed the lake. I thought that was quite astounding.
That same night we watched it. And where I live here, we were talking about it with a couple of the guys, and I said, the biggest thing is they were saying, well, I'm sure glad it's on that side of the lake. And I said, yeah, well, it can jump that lake pretty fast. You would be surprised at how fast it can jump a lake. And they said, oh, it can't jump the lake. And I said, oh, yeah, it can. I said, I remember a fire up in Adams Lake area that did that and jumped the lake. And everybody said, oh, no, can't jump the lake. Well, it doesn't take much. Once those ambers get flying in the air and they create their own weather pattern, it can go wherever it wants.
Great lake. And the currents up there are different than the ones closer to the ground. There could be some kind of a stream of something of some kind that you don't see down here that's pushing them. But that reminds me of my friend Jim, DE7JIM, up near Knox Mountain there. And they found a baby rattler in the Navy's yard or in his yard. I forget exactly, but he was under the impression that rattlesnakes couldn't be found on that side of the lake or something, and so I was telling him that's not quite true. Anyways, he sent me a picture of it, and it was a baby rattler. And but that's the thing, even where I live, we're only 5 miles from Garnet Valley roughly, and there's rattlesnakes over there. A friend of mine, his German Shepherd, was bit by a rattler. So when we're out here in the bush, you don't go, there's no rattlers around here. You just take the caution that it's not impossible in the Okanagan, eh?
Yeah, for sure. I traveled all over with my job, and I, always watching the ground to make sure something ain't moving on me.
Exactly. We were doing a little job for the forestry up above, I think it was up above Oliver. Right around the 3,000 foot mark where the western larch starts. And, there was a group of us, a team of us, and we were just doing a certain prescription of cutting in old log blocks. And a friend of mine was, cutting and going around. He looked down on the ground and he thought, saw something move. That was a mouse. And he looked down there and took around and a rattler looking back at him. So that put everyone on alert to be a little more careful.
I remember one time we were up at Bluegrass there doing some work, and I don't know if you know Fred or not, but anyways, we were both up there, and this rattlesnake went right into our transmitter building, just went in there by itself, and we just said, well, we'll wait till he comes out before we go in.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that usually people usually only are getting bit when they start feeling a lot of them. I remember, I think more than a couple times down near Caledon, somebody, they were drunk, and they were playing with the Viper, you know, a baby. It doesn't have any rattles. They're more venomous. They're more dangerous because they don't control their injection. And sure enough, this drunk guy was playing with him, and I don't think he died, but he came close. But usually a rattlers are kind of timid, but if they're cornered, then they start getting a bit excited, and that's the thing, is to not bother them is the big thing. They're quite fragile, apparently. They can be easily injured, and that's probably why they, would attack. But I was seeing a mamba or something, to change the subject, that where a zebra was bit by a mamba or something. It didn't take long, a zebra had croaked. But, yeah, that's kind of nice picking up on here. I just, in the last month or so, I started monitoring here on 700 because we don't have a mobile in the car. We sold the other car. It had a mobile in it, but we've never installed one. But it's turned out that my XYL can go town somewhere around 15 miles away and, you know, work me here at home. And that way we can stay in contact just with a handheld. So it's a pretty good repeater. I'll have to think about seeing I have to pay my dues and join the crowd, eh?
Yeah, well, it seems to work pretty good on this one for sure. I don't get a lot of noise back on this one. This one seems to be fine. It's just the HOL that I get a lot of intermod come off of. Hey, you have a 991, correct?
I do. I was just going to ask you, do you ever do C4FM?
I haven't played with it yet. I haven't even tried to set it up. I'm still working on getting my FT8 and all that happening. I have it working on my laptop, but it was so slow, so I put on a faster computer and transferred everything over, got everything up. But do you think I can make it work? I can receive no problem at all, but as soon as I go to transmit, it shifts it from, digital FM, or digital UHF, digital U format, upper sideband, and it switches it just to straight upper sideband.
I'm in the dark on that. I'm a mental blur when it comes to computers. Never really warmed up to them. I've got a MacBook Air, and do my emails and a few different things with it, but I don't do much with a computer. I'm old school. I got my hand took it 40 years ago, and even my 991 iPad, I don't even put any memories in it because I have my own memory. I just memorize the frequencies in my head and operate with VFO right now. So it doesn't, I don't really do a lot on it other than, lately I've just been doing 2 meter sideband on it. I don't even have an HF antenna. I've got one, but I'm a little bit lame in the one leg here from a motorcycle accident. So it's only caught up to me after all these years, and I'm not really running around hillsides like I used to, climbing trees and hooking up antennas. But as far as computer stuff, digital stuff, I'm not really the guy to talk to about that. But it's kind of interesting listening. I did some simplex with LG7RF and Cliff, LGM, LG7RM, and they both got 991s. And I did a bit of simplex C4FM. It's pretty straightforward. But I found that it sounds very robotic.